sure is a nice spot for Profound.
Yeah, we ought to call it quits now. This ought to do it. We've got enough specimens now to make our exhibit the best at the Marine Fair.
Boy, I'll say. Flipper!
Should have found something by now. I told Dad we'd be back long before this.
I know. Flipper! Here you are, Cindy. Sandy, something's chasing him. Something big. Look.
It's a devilfish. Biggest one I've ever seen, too.
Well, what about Flipper? It's chasing him.
Don't worry about him. Nothing can catch him. But we better go and tell Dad in a hurry. They're heading for the park.
Like the Gulf Stream.
Looked just like the ones I saw in the Bahamas.
He was a monster, Dad. You should have seen him.
I didn't get real big, Bud, but usually they're harmless unless they're provoked.
Dad?
you think something could have provoked them? I mean, he was chasing them and all.
I don't think so, Bud. I think Clipper was just curious like we are. Let's try the TV.
Dad, look, there's Clipper. And he's okay.
Right. It is a man and a beauty.
Scary. It's gigantic, isn't it?
Yeah, I bet he weighs at least a half a ton.
Oh, man, I'd hate to bump into him.
Yeah, Bud, it could cause you a little damage, but there's nothing to be afraid of. They're usually harmless.
And I'm not afraid of him, exactly. Just I'm glad I'm in the launch and he's down there.
I'm going to get a picture of that guy for the Marine Research Institute. And I'm going to show you that they're friendly.
You're going to dive in with him?
I sure am. Look, Clipper's not afraid. We have that camera. Thanks, Bud. Relax, Dad knows what he's doing. Look at that, he's hitching a ride.
I sure hope Dad's right about this guy. He didn't say he was going to try that.
Where's Dad now?
There he is.
Gee, Dad, you were great.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, I hope you boys aren't afraid of manta rays anymore.
You mean devilfish? Not me. Me neither.
As soon as I finish my report, I'll let you have those pictures for your exhibit.
And now we're sure to win first prize at the fair.
I know. And Flipper's got a new friend.
Who's that?
Mickey.
Mickey? Mickey who?
Mickey Manta.
Oh.
Devilfish Lick, Monster of the Deep attacks. Oh, I gotta tell Flipper about this right away. Flipper!
Sandy?
Hi.
You've seen the headlines?
Yes, I've seen the headlines.
Well, take a look at these telegrams.
People are worried and frightened that the Manta is a killer.
Oh, Frank, that's just some bright reporter's idea on how to scare people. It's nonsense and you know it.
Yes, I know it and you know it. But the tourists won't believe it. Look at those complaints. The phones in my office haven't stopped ringing all morning. Porter, you've got to get rid of that Manta.
Get rid of him? Frank, do you know what a job that is? That means I'm going to have to net him and take him all the way out to the Gulf Stream.
If he can't be netted, he may have to be destroyed. Can you think of anything better?
No, I can't. All right, I'll do what I have to.
I know you will, Porter. I'll be in my office if you need to contact me.
All right.
So long, Sandy.
Bye.
Where you been out? Is your man away, friend? Now listen, Flipper. The park superintendent was just here, and he said all the people in the park are afraid of the manta ray. They said the newspaper writing had something to do with some guy being attacked. He also said, Flipper, if the manta ray is not netted and taken away from here, he'd have to be killed. Now this is where you have to act fast. I want you to take the manta ray and hide him far away from here. Understand? Go on, Flipper. Hide him. And don't bring them back, no matter what anybody says.
Dad?
Yeah?
I thought it was the superintendent's job to preserve wildlife, not destroy it.
Well, that's true, Sandy, but his primary responsibility is for the safety of the people in this park. Though sometimes I think the people are wilder than the animals.
You're not going to kill it, are you?
I don't want to.
Maybe we could get Flipper to lure him out into the open sea.
No, he'd turn right around and follow Flipper back in. What we have to do is round up a crew and try and net him. If we can net him.
Yeah, but when he sees that net, won't he attack and get wild?
Probably. The chance we're going to have to take. Come on.
All right, bud.
What do you mean?
Dad's phoning for a crew now. They're going to take that man far enough out to sea. He won't be able to find his way back.
Flipper's going to flip over losing his friends.
It's better than having it killed, isn't it?
Well, I talked to Jess Pruitt. They're rounding up a gang. They'll be ready to go within the hour.
I'll go get Flipper to bring the manta ray.
Well, wait a minute, Dad. I just told Flipper to hide the manta.
You did what, bud?
Well, Dad, it's Flipper's friend, and I don't want to see him destroyed.
Bud, no one's going to hurt that manta.
But the superintendent said that...
Believe me, the only way to save that manta is to have Flipper bring him to us so we can net him.
But if Flipper sees him taken out to sea, he'll think I've tricked him.
Whatever Flipper thinks, bud, it's the only way we can save his friend.
Well, if it's the only way, Dad, I'll tell Flipper what I have to.
Okay, I'll go with Bud.
Thank you.
Sandy, couldn't we keep the manta in the pen?
A manta can't live in a pen, bud. They live on plankton. Besides, he'd only break out anyway.
Flipper's never gonna forgive me for this. How will I ever make him trust me again? Flipper! Flipper, you have to do something for me, and it's real important. Sandy, you better tell him.
Listen, Flipper, you know your friend the manta ray? Flipper, listen, the manta ray. I want you to go and get him, you understand? Flipper, listen, get him and bring him back here, okay?
Well, I guess you better tell him, bud.
Now listen, Flipper, I want you to take the manta to the point by the old fishing pens, okay? I told you to hide him, but I changed my mind.
Now go on, Flipper. Go on.
See, he won't listen to me either.
We've got to make him listen, bud. We haven't got much time.
All right. Now listen, Flipper. I want you to get the manta ray. No one's going to hurt him. Go on. Flipper's never going to trust me again, Sandy.
It'll be all right, bud. We had no choice. Come on, let's go.
I'm starting to wonder if Flipper's going to bring that man at all.
I did tell him, though, Dad. I really did.
Yeah, I know you did, son.
Look, there's Flipper.
The man is with him. I know he is.
Yeah, you're right. There he is. And just in time, too, because there's the crew that's going to net him. All right, Bud, I think you better take Flipper home and put him in his pen.
Do I have to, Dad?
You've got to, son. Flipper may not know that what we're trying to do for the man is the best thing for him. Go ahead.
Listen, I gotta take you home. Home, Flipper, do you understand? Listen, Flipper, your friend will be okay. Come on, let's go.
Stay and watch from here, Sandy. They've got enough trouble netting that manta without having to worry about us.
Flipper, I gotta put you in your pen, okay? Then I gotta tell you about your friend. I don't want to, but I have to. Now, come on, Flipper. Go in. Good boy. Putting up a good fight.
Sure is. All right, Sandy. They've got him. Let's go home.
Flipper, what I have to say is this. Everything I told you before about your friend, it wasn't exactly the truth. What I mean is, there's men out there right now trying to capture him. But not to hurt him or anything. Just to take him where he'll be safe, you know? And I couldn't tell you before, because I knew you'd miss him too much. I know you'll never believe me again, but... Flipper! Flipper!
No luck, bud?
No, Dad. Flipper just swam right off. I guess he doesn't want to have anything to do with me anymore.
Oh, bud, I don't believe that.
Dad, I really don't blame him. I mean, we did take his best friend away from him.
We did what we thought was right, and I'm sure Flipper understands that.
That might be too late.
I don't think so, bud. Look.
It's Flipper. He's come back.
He's not only come back, but he's brought a friend. It looks like Lorelei.
Hey, Dad, wait a minute. If he's come back, that means he's not mad at me anymore, right?
That's right.
Flipper, you're not mad at me anymore, are you? Then everything's okay.
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do. Call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than light.